As it's chus to be back. It's been a while since before the days that we were displaced, that I had the chus to give a little bit of chizik in the shir. There's this parsha that we're about to read, the Shabbos, is so unbelievably emotional. It's really an exciting parsha. Thank you so much. Really an exciting parsha. We can just imagine what that moment was when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. Imagine the moment when Yosef and Binyamin are embracing, crying on each other's shoulders. And then if you imagine the moment where Yaakov and Yosef are reunited after 22 years. To put it in perspective, to understand a father and his son that he loved so dearly. We know how much Yaakov loved Yosef. We know what that kesher was, what that relationship was. We know how Yaakov wanted so deeply to only marry at first Rachel Imenu. And he waited years to marry Rachel. And then he waited years to have a child from Rachel, Yosef HaTzadik. And now for 22 years, Yaakov is under the impression that Yosef is dead. And he mourns him for 22 years. He refused to be comforted, refused to be consoled. See, usually the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a very big matana. Lo aleinu, none of you should ever know from it. But if you have to be an avil, if you have to lose a loved one, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a certain matana, a koach, to be consoled, to be comforted. But Yaakov Avinu for 22 years wasn't comforted. The reason being, because Yosef was still really alive, so that special matana wasn't there. And in deep somewhere in his unconscious state of thinking, he understood that. So why should I be comforted when I deeply and dearly want to be reunited, and I can, physically. And ultimately was. And here they're reunited, 22 years. So what would we imagine? What would we imagine? We should imagine this emotional scene. Imagine Yaakov and Yosef hugging each other, embracing, kissing, tears flowing. And that is what we find on behalf of Yosef HaTzadik. The pasuk says that Vayeser Yosef Merkavto Vayalik Ras Yisrael Aviv Goishna. Yosef got off his chariot and he went to see his father. And he went and he fell on his shoulder and he was crying. But in that pasuk, we only find that Yosef was crying. We don't find that Yaakov was crying. We don't find that Yaakov was embracing Yosef. And it's a very famous chazal, maybe some of you have heard it before, that what was Yaakov Avinu choosing to do at that very moment? Does anybody know? He was saying Kriya Shema. He was saying Kriya Shema. That's what Yaakov Avinu was doing. He hasn't seen his son in 22 years, and he chooses to say Kriya Shema. A little bit awkward, a little bit strange. Okay, maybe it was Zman Kriya Shema, or maybe it was Vasikin, as some of Farshim point out, but it's so hard to handle. Like, Yaakov Avinu, be a little bit normal. Give your son a hug. Cry. Show your feelings and emotions that we know you feel. You're Basar B'dam. You're not a Malach. You're allowed to give your son a hug. You're allowed to cry on his shoulder like he's crying on yours. Couldn't you have found a better time to say Kriya Shema? What is Yaakov Avinu doing? Now, there are numerous answers to this. If you have the time and you want to do a little more research, you could look into the Maharal, if you could learn it on your own, or ask somebody. The Maharal has a few beautiful answers. I want to share an answer that has, in some ways, literally changed my life. There's a tremendous amount of chizik to take from it. I hope we will together. But as well, it helps us understand, because sometimes we have a question that's so hard for us to understand, the connection between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. We're learning Gemara, so much Gemara. And we know this was the written Torah. And how do they connect? And sometimes the oral Torah seems so distanced from the written Torah. And to see an idea that's going to merge these together is something, it's unbelievable. So listen closely. I'm going to paraphrase. I meant to bring it, I forgot. I'm going to paraphrase the Gemara, but if you want to look at it, the Gemara on Brachos Daf Hey Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down, as the lines are still small, then the lines get very large on that page. And the Gemara says as follows. Listen closely, guys. The Gemara says, our entire life, that our Yetzer Tov is supposed to be fighting against our Yetzer Hara. That's the vote of a Jew, right? Each and every one of us has Taiva. The Yetzer Hara is trying to pull at us. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is telling us, maybe it's late last night, where the Yetzer Hara is telling us, when we're on our computer, to look at sites that our eyes shouldn't be looking at, that can be so destructive. Maybe our Yetzer Hara is telling me on a Sunday when I don't have yeshiva to lay in bed and to sleep. And yeah, you'll put on tefillin at whatever point you wake up. Maybe our Yetzer Hara to some of us, it's just, you know, on a Shabbos, should I learn a few minutes of Torah or not? You don't have to learn today, there's no chiv, from your school at least. Again, there are all different levels of Yetzer Hara and subjective to who we are and where we're holding, but each and every one of us has a Yetzer Hara that's strong, right? We all know it. Not that it's time to confess at that right now, but we all know it. We're thinking inside of examples that we're talking about. And our avodah of life is that we should fight against that. The Yetzer Tov should be stronger than the Yetzer Hara. I should beat it. I should defeat it. In other words, we're constantly in a fight. We're constantly in a competition. One of my rebbeim, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn, is a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, is a Rebbe of mine in MTA. For the summers he spends in Mor Shakola. I don't know how many of you guys are Mor Shah. He explained that's why we're so infatuated with sports. We all love sports. I'm sure everybody in this room enjoys sports. And not just playing sports. What about watching sports? We love watching sports, right? We enjoy it tremendously. The guys could sit 10 hours on a Sunday and watch football for 10 hours and love it. Mamish should be excited about it. And the Knicks, and whatever sport it is, even baseball, which is as boring as could be, I'd love watching it. And what are we loving so much? If we break it down for a minute, it's a little bit crazy or silly. Like we love watching a bunch of grown men run around and throw balls. Oh, I'm so excited that he could throw a leather ball into a round circle. Like that's so exciting to me. But it is. We enjoy it a lot. What do we enjoy so much about sports? I'll tell you what he said. We enjoy so much about sports. Nobody here, if you put together an NBA team, it's an NBA All-Star team. You know, you got LeBron and Kobe and Kevin Durant and Carmelo and Chvesnish, throw whoever else you want on that list, right? I don't know, Tim Duncan. You got those five. And they come and they're going to play, forget about DRS. They're going to play Little Halb sixth grade team. Is anyone going to enjoy that game? Is anyone going to enjoy watching? Okay, maybe, you know, obviously as a comedy routine, you might enjoy it. But as a sporting event, it's a joke, right? It's a joke. It's not a sporting event. When there's a game where it's a tremendous blowout, what happens in the fourth quarter? The stadium's half empty. Nobody's staying to watch. Nobody cares. What do we enjoy in sports? It's not necessarily, and why do we enjoy it? It doesn't make a difference what sport it is. It's the competition. We love the competition. We love watching two teams fight it out and who's going to overcome the other team. Why is that? Because in our essence, we're so competitive. You know why we're so competitive? We're wired in a way that our whole life is the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Is my evil inclination trying to fight to get the best of me, and I'm trying to win out because I know what's right, I know what the Rabbonus one wants for me. We got to be fighting. How many of us are fighting? How many of us are trying to be competitive, or we're letting our life be a one big blowout? That's the first question we have to ask ourselves. But the Gemara explains like this. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says, so our whole life, we're trying that our Yetzer Tov should defeat our Yetzer Hara. If we're matzliach, im natzcho mutav. If you're victorious, great. Vim lav, what should you do? We need some aid to. We need some advice. Let's say our Yetzer Hara is getting the best of us. First step of the Gemara, yasok b'torah. Sit and learn Torah. Sit and learn Torah. If you sit and learn Torah, you mamish steig in Torah, it's going to protect you from the Yetzer Hara. Torah is unbelievable. We don't even understand the power of Torah. And it's on twofold. Number one, obviously if you're sitting and learning Torah, at that moment I'm not doing anything wrong, right? Obviously I'm doing right. But there's a special aura of Torah, the Chochma of Hashem, that will be infused within me, that my desires to give in the Yetzer Hara will be lessened. the more I learn Torah, the stronger I am to defeat the Yetzirah. The famous Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, Barasi Yetzirah, I've created Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote to the Yetzirah. We were talking before about medications. You want to know what the medication against the Yetzirah is? Torah. Sit and learn Torah. And more Torah. We can't be without Torah. That's the first step. And Torah is not just a subject, Chevra. Torah is not just a subject. It's not just something I come shir. So I have my math and I have history and I have my shir. And I have to get a grade in math and I have to get a grade in history. I have to get a grade in Gemara. Torah is my life. Torah is what gives me the chizik, the inspiration to protect against the Yetzirah, to see what's right and wrong, and the inspiration to keep that way and to allow the Yetzer Tov to defeat the Yetzirah. If that works, the Gemara says, im natcho muta. If that works, great. Vimlav, what's the second? Let's say you're learning Torah, but then the Yetzirah is still getting the best of you. For whatever reason, you aren't learning enough, or you let down, whatever it might be. The Gemara says, zakru, say kore kriya shema. Say Shema. Listen to the words of Shema. We all say it at least twice a day, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, I listen to myself. Hashem is one. V'haftes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. I love you with all my life, all my heart. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nashcha, b'chol nadecha. It's a chizik to say, I have to love Hashem. I can't give it. I'm going to spit in God's face and look at things I'm not allowed to look at. I'm going to spit in God's face. I woke up in the morning. Modani l'fanecha. I love you, Hashem. Look what you gave me. I have the ability to see and the ability to hear and the ability to speak. But you know what? I'm just not going to daven. I'll just spit in your face. That's the way I'll thank you for the $1 billion you give me every single day. Because that's what the Rosh gives us, right? Or like, we had this chus to hear from Lavi Greenspan on the Shabbaton. And we understood a little bit what the power of the ability to see is. And that gift, right, that's worth $1 billion, maybe more. Anyone here, if lo aleinu, you had to go to the doctor and it was a choice between, there was some sickness, losing your eyesight or giving up all your money, every one of your parents like that, I'll give up all my money. All of it. So every morning I wake up with my eyesight. How am I thanking Hashem? Am I running out of bed to go to Minyan even when I don't have yeshiva? Zakriya Shema, v'haftas Hashem l'kechem cholda, I got to love you, Hashem, for all you do for me. If that works great, Vimlav Sham Imlav Yazkir Yom Amisa. Mention your day of death. That's the last step. Let's say Torah's not working, Kriya Shema's not working. Yazkir Yom Amisa, the Gemara says. What does that mean, Yazkir Yom Amisa? And listen closely to this, because I don't want you to walk away depressed. But what it means is, I understand it in two ways. Number one, we have to think, one day I'm going to die, I'm going to go out to Shema and be judged. Whatever I do right now, I'm going to be judged upon. Hashem's going to show me that video of life. And if I give in to my Yetzirah, and I allow myself to do things I'm not supposed to, one day I'm going to be judged and called out on this by the Rabbonu Shalom. That's scary. That's inspiration not to give in. But I believe it's even in a deeper level. Yazkir Yom Amisa means, I don't know how much longer I got in this world. And again, by the way, listen closely, not in a depressing way, but it's up to the Rabbonu Shalom how long we live. And therefore, I gotta make the most of every day. We have this way in our head that, oh, eventually I'll be a tzaddik, eventually I'll learn Torah, eventually I'll do right, when I get to Eretz Yisrael for the year, or some time past then, when I retire I'll sit and learn Torah. I don't know if I'm going to ever get to that point. Again, not chas shalom in a depressing way. I don't want you to, well, Rabbi Cohen, forget it. Mamash, my days, right? Isn't that, like, that's out there in the world. The talk of the news is the last day of the world or something. And I don't really understand what that means, even on the smallest of level. But I'm not saying go home and cry yourself to sleep tonight. But be realistic. Last week, we had a tragedy in this world that I hope some of you have given some introspection to and thought about and have been moved by. What happened in Connecticut, and we don't know why, and it's mamish, just reminds us that we're seriously in Gula still, that for sure. But when you think about 20 little children, 6 years old, 7 years old, that life has ended at that point. Their mothers and fathers that morning hugged them and kissed them and said goodbye, put them on a school bus, never to see them again. Now, I don't know why, it's crazy. And I don't know how one deals with such a situation. But with one thing at least as Yidden we have to take out from situations. We have to learn. And that's to remind us, I don't know how much time I got in this world. Let me make the most of every day. Let me live a full life. A full life doesn't mean 120 years, because that's up to God if I live 120 or 100 or 80 or 6. But it's up to me whether I live a full day with my life, whether I live a full life with what Hashem has given me, whether I make the most of every moment, starting right now, because I don't know how much I got. That's what Yasker Yom HaMisa means. Am I making the most of every day? What did I do with myself yesterday? How did I grow yesterday? Do a little. What am I going to do today? How am I growing today? Am I making the most even of my shir in the morning? Even the time I have to be here. We're stuck with our Gemaras. Guess what? In this room, I can't be on the internet. I can't be watching any sports. Last time I checked, we got no girls in this place. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make the most of my time here? Even that, am I making the most of my time here? Yasker Yom HaMisa. Amazing chizik, right? So listen to this. That's a Gemara in Brachos. Random Gemara in Brachos. Seemingly having nothing to do with our parasha. But watch the world of Tanakh and the world of Torah Shabbat Peh come as one. Yaakov Avinu is Kaddish Kedoshim. He always feels close to Hashem, right? He's the biggest Tzaddik Hadar. He's living in Eretz Yisrael and he's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. Where's he going? He's going to Mitzrayim. You know, Mitzrayim represented Tumah Shebetumah, the strongest Yetzirah. Like the lowest of low. You know, like some crazy club in Midtown where we can't even talk about what goes on. That was nothing compared to Mitzrayim. And this is where Yaakov has to go. And Yaakov's so sensitive to feeling the Yetzirah, feeling Tumah. So he's on his way down. Just leaving, going down. He starts to feel the Yetzer getting strong. What's his avod of life? To defeat his Yetzer, right? And he's been doing that in Eretz Yisrael. But he starts to feel it. So what's the first thing you're supposed to do, the Gemara says? Yasok b'Torah, right? Deal with Torah. The Pasuk says, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches. V'ez Yehuda sholach lefanav, el Yosef lehoros lefanav. And Chazal teach us, he sent Yehuda to what? To set up Bati Midrashos. You have to have Torah Mitzrayim. First step, he was Osek B'Torah. He continues on to Mitzrayim. He gets to the border of Mitzrayim. And that's where Yosef comes to meet him. And that's where we started off speaking about, where Yosef's crying and he's saying Krishma. You know why? Because at the border he feels the Yetzer even stronger. What does he have to do? Of course he's going to hug his son. Of course he's going to kiss his son. Of course he's going to cry. But my priority of life is to defeat my Yetzirah, to be one with the Ribbono Shel. My Torah learning is not working anymore. What do I have to do? That's why that very moment he says Shema. That's the very next pasuk. Then seemingly Yosef takes him into Mitzrayim. He gets into Mitzrayim and the Tumah is even stronger. The temptations are even stronger. The Taiva, the Yetzer is even stronger in Mitzrayim. The very next pasuk, these are three pasukim in a row. You can look it up. Perek Mem Zayin, Pasukim Chav Ches is where he always thinks B'Torah. Chav Tes is where he says Kriya Shema, Rashi explains. And the next pasuk Lamed, listen to this. Vayomer Yisrael, Yosef, Yaakov says to Yosef, Amusa hapam achrei rozias penecha ki'od chachai. Now that I've seen that you're still alive, now I can die in peace. Yasker Yom HaMisa, he mentions the day of death, the final eighth of the Gemara and Brachos Daf Hei. Yaakov Avinu's whole essence, three psukim in a row, the three eighths of the Gemara and Brachos Daf Hei and Aleph. Mamish amazing. But these are our eighths of life. That we have to realize, of course, everybody here, we can be involved in beautiful things, and to be involved in sports, and to be involved in the things that we find fun in our life. And of course, to be close with our family. You think Yaakov wasn't going to hug Yosef? And of course, to lead a normal, beautiful life. But my priority is to defeat my Yetzirah. That's only if I'm also defeating my Yetzirah. It's only if I'm also living a life of Torah mitzvos. And if not, here we have three beautiful Eitzahs. Our learning of Torah has to be stronger. When we say Kriya Shema, focus on the words, V'haftas Hashem l'kecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshcha, and recognize and realize, and this time in our history more than ever, based on what happened last week, that I got to make the most of every day. It's up to me to live a full life. It's up to me to make sure that I'm giving my all to the Ribbono Shel that does everything for me. And this is a question we have to ask ourselves always. You know, right now, there's a Gemara, the Gemara says, what's the exact lashon? Misha mechin be'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Misha torich l'erev Shabbos. Enoch b'Shabbos and Misha torich be'erev Shabbos. You can only eat on Shabbos if you prepare before Shabbos. On a simple level, that means if I want to eat my Friday night suda, So what do I have to do? I have to, all our mothers, right? Many in our houses. We saw them cooking last night, so we could have a beautiful meal tonight. But Shabbos also refers to Olam Haba. Shabbos also refers to Gan Eden. And we have to be Torah and Erev Shabbos. That's our time that we're alive. We have to be involved in Torah and in mitzvos so that we get that tzchar eventually. Now think about it for a second. Erev Shabbos today is really short, right? It's tiny. Shabbos is going to come like that. 4 o'clock already. Forget it. In the middle of the summer, it's a long Erev Shabbos. But either way, Shabbos is the same Shabbos, and I have to prepare some way or another for that beautiful Shabbos, right? So I don't know, basically, if I'm going to have that long Erev Shabbos or a short Erev Shabbos. My avodah is to make the most of it so I'm ready for Shabbos. Each and every one of you should be zoicha to constantly defeat that Yetzirah. And when we need, grab onto our Torah, grab onto our Kriya Shema, and recognize that I have to make the most of every single day. Shabbat, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. We'll continue sometime soon.